This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military and a security source in Lebanon said Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander and several members of the group's elite Radwan unit in an airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli military spokesperson Daniel Hagari said the attack killed Ibrahim Akil, the acting commander of the group's elite Radwan force. Hagari said the strike also killed other senior members of that unit. Lebanon's health ministry gave a preliminary toll of 12 dead and 66 wounded. Friday's attack caps off a week that saw a stunningly deadly campaign appearing to target Hezbollah figures. On Tuesday, thousands of electronic pagers used by the group detonated. A day later, handheld radios exploded. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on Thursday blamed Israel for the blasts, saying it had crossed all red lines and vowing retribution. Israel did not comment on the detonation of the electronics.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. President Biden is kicking off a busy foreign policy stretch. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president tomorrow will host leaders of the Indo-Pacific group known as the Quad at his Delaware home, including dinner at his old high school.
Busy weekend up in Wilmington.
Before White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the focus shifts back here to Washington for a meeting with the United Arab Emirates president and then to Manhattan.
The UN General Assembly up in New York.
And then here again for a meeting with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, leaders are starting to seek meetings with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, who says he will probably meet with Zelensky next week. It would be their first in-person talk in 5 years. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A U.S. Secret Service probe